influence.
Yeah. Like some of the Top Fools, wicked MC, but I don't know in the artist category how he falls, right? Mm. You know what I mean? He's a wicked MC and stuff like that, and he's got, you know, wicked bars and stuff, but, you know, as an artist, like, can you really feel him, you know?
Mm.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, that's a, you know, it's a great discussion because, yeah, an artist and an MC, I mean, I'm sure some of those guys would say, well, I'm an artist, you know? I'm sure some of those guys would say I'm not an MC, maybe. When it comes to feeling something, I think that part's a little bit subjective, right? Because we may, you know, we may not feel Papoose. I'm not saying I don't. I feel Papoose. Whereas somebody might feel Papoose, right? So kind of like really distinguishing what's the difference between the artist and the MC.
Well, you can hear Papoose's, like, you know, you see a lot of clips of Papoose spitting up, like, bars, right?
Mm-hmm.
But how many people, like, play Papoose on the regular?
Mm.
As in the deck on the playlist, right?
Yeah.
Mm.
So, I don't know. How do you view that? How do you view that, my man?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I think Papoose is a good MC. I like seeing Papoose battle people. I like seeing him do freestyles on the radio. But no, I do not really bump his tunes in my car.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I wouldn't listen to it, but not the ones I'm searching for.
Mm. Mm. So songs. Artists make songs.
Records. Yeah. So, you know, and, you know, like myself, I concentrate more on the record, you know, than, you know, who's the best MC, right? Like, I mean, there's some bad brothers out there. I mean, that's a crazy battle. But, you know, who comes up with the dopest beats, right? Who comes up with the dopest song, you know, right? Something that's timeless, it's forever, you know, right? I don't know. I think there is a difference, though. Right?
What do you think, listener? Call in. What's the number?
778-782-2573, also known as CJSF. That's 778-782-CJSF or 2573. Thank you.
Yes.
To all my fans in Quebec, what about it?
Yeah.
Pour vous en Québec. The new numéro is says that we did 5, 7, 3 Radio CJSF, Radio Francophone, et anglais. Et pour tout le monde, todo el mundo, everybody.
My man, have a conversation. Talk to the people in Spanish right now.
Quiero Taco Bell.
Wow.
Yo quiero Taco Bell.
Oh, man. So what's going on, Guilty?
You know, nothing but the rent. Nothing yeah. but the mortgage, right?
Holy smokes.
You know,
that's
about it, man. You know, hopefully the people get some relief. You know, they cut the carbon tax for consumers or customers, whatever. Customers, consumers, for the people. And gas is still at 180. You know, we're coming with the summer blend, so you guys are not going to see those savings quite yet, you know?
Summer blend.
We got the summer blend coming, the spring blend, and... you know, it costs more to refine that stuff, so you're going to have to pay more for now. So that little break that you're getting, you know, it's supposed to be a 20-cent break, 17-cent break, is now a 10-cent break, if that, you know.
Mm.
Right? It's crazy, these gas companies, you know, like, yeah, they know the carbon tax is coming in, and all of a sudden gas is higher than it's ever been, right, for the longest time now. And, you know, it's like, when will they stop maximizing and squeezing us, you know? Will there ever be a day?
Squeezing the juice, eh?
Yeah, well, I mean, when COVID was around, you know, gas got back down to 99 cents, right? It's so funny, right? I remember before, like, gas was, I forget what it was, like, let's say $1.20 or something, and a barrel is, like, 79 cents, right? The barrel's still that, but gas is, like, 180, right? You know, it's quite amusing, you know, how they just play with the public. And, well, it's for us to stand up here, man. You know, enough is enough. Enough is enough.
Did you see, I noticed, actually, I was having a conversation with somebody about that yesterday, or was it today, about yesterday, how, like, I went by a gas station last night around 10:30 in Surrey, and I saw the gas at 168. I was like, ooh, sick, 168. Let me get some of that. But I drove past it because I knew I was going to go back, and I went back there around 11 o'clock. Now, there are these newer gas stations that I've noticed. They're called Canoco. They're orange, and usually they have cheaper gas, but they close at 11. So when I went back to get the gas, it was around 20 after 11, and they had from 168, they put the gas up to 183.
Yeah.
Pretty much 15 minutes, 20 minutes later.
Wow. You got to beat when it's hot, man.
15 cents, though? Like, what is the reasoning to that?
I told you, the summer blend. You know, it costs more to refine that stuff, you know? So
the summer blend.
The summer blend, the spring blend, you know? Yeah. It won't.
The summer outfits.
It won't stop.
The summer blend.
So for the Canadian people, what advice do you have for them?
In what sense?
With everything that's happening, right? You're saying that we need to stand up, we need to rise, and so what would be a suggestion for people? How can people get? What is a solution for people to get through these times?
I don't know if I have the solution, but I think, you know, planting your own food would be a good one, right?
Solution?
You know, you have the sun. You have free energy there, as much as they want to try to charge you for it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you have the sun there.
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, put your hands in the dirt, get a little bit of poop and a little bit of mushroom manure.
Mm-hmm.
If you want chicken manure, whatever, horse manure, whatever manure you prefer.
Mm-hmm.
But here's a tip. Anything that grows up, like tomatoes and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
you know, peppers,
mm-hmm.
they usually use a steer manure. Those are for things that go up.
Okay.
Cow poop. And for things that grow along the
poop, man.
That grow along the ground, like squashes and stuff, they usually use a mushroom manure,
mm-hmm.
and stuff like zucchini and stuff like that. So keep that in mind,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
For better production, I have tried it and it works very well.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, growing your own food. Right, you will cut some costs there,
mm-hmm.
and it's kind of funny when you do grow a squash. It's amazing how long a squash can last for naturally,
mm.
You know, like 6 months easy, mm. right? And sometimes you can push a 7-8 monther, right?
Mm.
So you know,
just one squash could last 6 months.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, eh?
Wow!
I had one like I think it started spoiling at 7 to 8 months.
I know that's true because I got some squash at home and they still fresh.
Right.
So, and I got them like 2 months ago.
Yeah. So I mean, that's a good thing, right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, you don't have to worry about storage and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
You know, and all your other vegetables and your herbs and stuff like that. Yeah. Utilize the sun, right? I think that's a big one.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people have to band together, you know, I guess since people won't be traveling abroad as much, I don't believe. I think, you know, those dollars can be recycled back into our community, right?
Mm.
You know, and some of these resorts and places that have been suffering since COVID and stuff like that, maybe they'll see a return of people, and maybe people will be kind to each other, and you can go to the campground and have a good time, you know, meet a bunch of people you don't know, and spend a few days or a week with them, and come out better, right? Mm-hmm. Better bonded and stuff like that, as people and stuff like that. Maybe we can have more, you know, fundraisers, charities and stuff like that, concerts and stuff like that. Hopefully, you know, the Parks Board and stuff like that will, you know, be a little bit lenient and let us gather. And, you know, we can put some concerts together where people can go out and have a good time, right? Mm-hmm. And what else? I mean, with the food stuff, you know, you know, have to learn to make some soups. I mean, meat is unbelievable. Like, it's $7 a pound, you know, for chicken and beef and stuff like that. I think it was $9 a pound. I got, you know, chicken breast together, $12, bro. I mean, if you split down the middle, yeah, you got two, but like, you know, one chicken breast, like I classify the two as in one, right? And $12, unbelievable. I did get it at a deli, but $12, but it did last, you know, I mean, for one person. But if you're feeding a family of four and five, oof, I mean, you know, you're gonna have to find a way, right? Mm. You know, you're gonna have to cut back, I guess. Well, what the Italian guy always used to tell me when I was young, he said, more pasta, more rice. You know what I mean? Like, you, right? You have to add those things.
Both
right?
of those aren't good for us.
And I know they're not good for us, but, you know, I mean, people got to eat something, right?
No, man, you gave some good, some very wise advice there. And I think that, yeah, man, like, I think that people probably need to stop eating at them fast food joints, you know what I'm saying? Like, get rid of that stuff, right? Take that stuff.
Yes.
I mean, already, you know, for your diet, I mean, you know, but respectfully, like, yeah, man, get rid of that stuff, you know? And you know, find local markets, you know? Support the local markets instead of these big franchises, man, and these corporate places, right? Those are the ones that are killing you, right? With the prices, the type of food you're getting there, right? All because you go and buy a chicken and it's bigger doesn't mean it's better for you.
No, it doesn't.
You know what I'm saying? Like, no, that doesn't. Chicken is steroided out.
I'm telling you, like this. Check this. So peep this. You know, a friend of mine got, like, I think it was 20 eggs. Was it 20 eggs? Mm-hmm. 20 eggs. For $12, right? And I was like, oh my god, you can get 30 for, I think it's 10 or whatever at Safeway, right? Smaller eggs and stuff, right? Mm-hmm. But these eggs that I had, mm-hmm. they're double yolkers, and I'm telling you, it's like, you know, I'm older, right? So it's like having eggs back when I was young. You know, there's not that, you know, when I have an egg from, like, Safeway or something like that, I'm not knocking Safeway, right? But I'm just saying, you know, when I have an egg from there, it tastes so different than, you know, when you get somebody who's, you know, growing the chickens or whatever, and then they come in with they're double yolkers for one, right? So two eggs is, like, almost like four eggs, right? And the way it tastes, it's absolutely so healthy. Right? So now if you're putting that in your cakes and in various things, right? You know you're getting a healthy product, right? And, you know, I strongly advise people, if you do eat bread, learn how to make bread. Bread ain't hard to make, man. You know, it's very easy, right? It's just oil, salt, sugar. Damn. You know, it's not very hard, man. And you can put it in a bowl and, you know, they even have things that blend it for you, right? And, you know, you can put them in muffin pans or however you want them, if you want to do a loaf or whatever. Like, these things are simple. And, you know, you could have a day of doing bread and then you can freeze the bread. And, you know, if you have a family, man, you're going to cut down your costs a lot, right? You're going to cut down your costs a lot, you know? You buy Duncan Hines if you got to, right? And you make some cakes and stuff like that, right? And you make muffins and stuff for the family, right? And you could have the dough raw and then just defrost it, throw it in the oven, bake it up for, you know, for the week or whatever. And there's many ways, man. There's definitely many ways, right? But it's definitely going to be a squeeze on us economically, and we're going to have to find a way out of it.
well said, brother. Honestly, when it comes to, like the family aspect of it and people who have to provide for their families, it's weird the way that it's set up because it's like, yeah, like you said, right? Like pasta and rice, right? But it's like, yeah, those are staple, what we would call staple foods, right? But, you know, finding the right rice, you know what I'm saying?
Like wild rice, you know, or something like that, right? You know, some people like the black rice, the red rice, right?
I got some black rice. Yeah. I know it's expensive, but...
And stuff like that.
You know. Yeah.
There's the quinoas, you know?
Yeah. Quinoa is one of those things, man. It's kind of like kale, you know?
Yeah, it is. It's not good for your intestine, right? But you can't tell people that, right?
But quinoa is not good for you?
I don't think it is, no.
No?
Right, like, I mean, there are studies that it does affect your intestines, right? And stuff like that. But
What's your opinion of chia seeds?
Don't get him started with the chia seeds. He doesn't agree with the chia seeds.
Yeah, right? I tried them, and then, I don't know.
I agree with the chia seeds.
I don't, right?
Like, in increments, you gotta have small, you know, because obviously it's a lot of fiber, right? So you have, you know, your body's gonna release that, right? But, I do the chia seeds, you know.
How do you take them?
I have it in a powder form.
I take the seeds and I blend them with water, drink it like that, and then drink.
Mm.
You put them in your smoothies and stuff?
No, I blend them with water and I drink them.
Mm.
Water.
Mm-hmm. That's how I do my sea moss tubs too, you know. I put sea moss in... Obviously smoothies too, but I like to have sea moss in my water, you know, constantly getting those minerals. But
remember, sea moss is high in iodine, right?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you don't want to overdo your iodine consumption.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So you have to be careful with sea moss and the iodine aspect of it.
Go ahead.
Because it's very high in iodine.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I think sea moss for us though is more natural than for other people, right?
I mean, it's easy to say that, right? But,
because I never had no issues with it.
Okay, fair enough.
Our compositions are different from other people's, right? Especially with when it comes to the hydrochloric acids in people's bodies, right? They're different than ours, right? So I think that a lot of those more natural things that are coming from the earth, they're more in tune with our bodies, you know?
Mm.
That's just my scientific opinion based off of what I studied and what's in my body, like what works for my body. I usually don't have allergic reactions to natural things. I have allergic reactions to things that are other than myself, other than natural. You know what I mean? That's when I find I have the issues, right? But If I'm natural, everything is working at its highest form, right? Feed your body what it needs so it sees the lights.
And all's make it hot, so
we taking flights.
Rappers delight, guilty black crown, the black knight. Overstand what my gods out here
overwrite.
Oversteady, drop the lingerie.
She over ready.
Purple Teddy, call a Betty, Mario and
Dreddy.
Spit confetti, Iron Maiden, Yodi.
Streets deadly.
Put your hands to the sky if you're feeling alive.
Shout out Oka.
Yeah, man. Go get that, man. That hands in the sky, man. Hot track, baby.
Supreme Order.
Straight up, man. You know, it's been a beautiful night tonight. So, we want to shout out to anybody tonight.
How much time we got left for us?
Got about
10 minutos.
We got about 9, 11 minutes, 10 minutes, you know.
Oh, we're going to ride it out with the music?
We thought we were going to give you a shout out.
Okay, who's going up then, boys?
Did you go first? Okay, did you go first? Of course, I'm shouting out my sons. Hello, boys, and love ya. I'd like to thank Ms. Thomas for her works and efforts in British Columbia. Thank you for being here and taking care of myself, my family, and my friends. Enjoy your flight home. You will be missed. Hope to see you soon. Adios.
Wow. You sound like you... Is that a kiss or are you licking your fingers from some chicken strips or something, man?
That was Tuesday, KFC.
Well, man.
Oh, man.
That's racist, man.
Oh,
that's
man.
Racist, man.
Oh,
what are you saying? What are you saying? Brothers only eat chicken, man?
Man. Better go get yourself Tuesday, some halal, bro. Man.
Yo, it couldn't be lamb or something I was eating.
Could have got some, get some halal, man.
Anyway, yo, we having fun out here, you know what I'm saying? You live once, man. Live, man. Don't forget to live in the struggle, okay?
Is that the watermelon, too? How about the watermelon?
Bro, you gotta love watermelon, but that's too dangerous for me right now, you know what I mean?
That's what I heard.
Pineapple, you know, make sure you eat that pineapple, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Bromelain, bro.
Pineapple, bro.
Break down your protein in your body half an hour before you eat protein or something. You know, you have a slice of pineapple or half an hour after will help break your protein down in your body. Now, I like to shout out Canada coast to coast.
Canada coast to coast.
Coast to coast.
Can't forget about it.
Canada,
Canada coast to coast. Yeah,
I got my Canadian tuxedo ready to go for this new war. Y'all stay vigilant, keep your head up, you know what I mean? And don't forget to go cop that Supreme Order out now on all platforms. Hot Body Dreams, you know what I'm saying?
Guilty Black featuring,
you know, myself, Guilty Black, you know what I'm saying? My cuzzo, you know what I'm saying? Q1, you know what I'm saying? We got K-Hill, the Illis, you know what I'm saying? We got Oak up on there, you know what I'm saying? And this is crazy projects coming up this summer. You know, my man here, yo, he got some secrets for y'all, but not P. Diddy secrets, you know what I'm saying?
No baby oil.
No baby oil secrets over here, you know what I'm saying?
No baby oil.
So keep your head up, and, you know, my baby girl, you know, she came out of spring break just blasting, man. She wanted to win the 100 meter, you know what I mean? The gun went off, and boom, she's like the first person in school. It was like 7:30, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. I looked at her, she's like, Dad, you keep driving to school? I'm like, oh, you ready to go? And then I'm kind of groggy. I look, I'm like, yo, it's only 7. What are you doing? Yo, I'm getting it up. I'm getting it early this year. I'm like, oh, go.
Yeah.
So shout out to my baby girl, you know what I mean? Doing it there and stuff like that. And, you know, all the babies in the world, man, you know, we here for you, you know. And anybody got problems or anything like that, you know, give us a call, man. You know, on or off the record, man.
Straight up. It's real like that. Most definitely shout out to the babies, man. You know, shout out to the youth going through it right now. You know, one order, man, we're here to be mentors. We're here to be guides, lead you in the right direction. We definitely know what it's like. We've been there. And so, you know, the best teacher is experience. And we got that. And, you know, I want to shout out to... I want to shout out to my old earth. Always holding her young god up in the sky. Always got my back. Shout out to the gods, you know what I mean? My brother Respect Almighty over there, Master True Life, aka Montreal. Shout out to my brother Wise Prince Allah, aka Morocco, which is in Seattle. You know, man, just, oh yeah, shout out to, you know, I want to shout out all those people who were hosting Juno parties this week, you know what I mean? It's good, man. You know, I went to a dope Juno party on Friday night and got to network with a lot of different people. And it was great, man. It was positive, man. You know, it's great to see black people, you know, striving to build. And somebody asked me a question. They said, well, what can we do to put hip-hop on the map in BC? And I said, you know, you need unity, you know. And that's what one... in the one order stands for. It's one, man. You know, it's unity, right? You know, we gotta unify, put our emotions to the side. You know, if the, you know, the sun is gonna shine regardless, so just be appreciative that, you know, the sun might shine his light on you, you know what I mean, and illuminate you, you know what I'm saying? Don't be jealous, you know what I mean? Be like, yo, man, congratulate. Don't hate, man, because all that hate, it's not good for your heart, B. You know what I mean?
gonna mess around and find you having a hard cardiac arrest, you know, with all that hate in your heart. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, right? You gotta let go of that, man. If your man's shining, let him shine, man, and shine with him and elevate, you know? Like, it's like, you know, going to support people, even if they're not even in your cycle, even in your cipher, just go support them. You know what I mean? Like, that's the kind of energy we need, because as a collective, that's going to build, right? But if it's like, oh, well, they didn't put me on the bill, so I'm not going. And well, then you know what, man? Good luck, bro, because if you don't give, you don't receive. And that's what I got to say. Peace!
Okay, Supreme, I got one more thing here. I'm going to make everybody out there aware of this soccer, a.k.a. football. I don't want to call it what they're putting here on the flyer. I'm going to call it a meet and greet, a football meet and greet. You're meeting at Minnetonka Park, Minnetonka Middle School at 1390 Laurier Avenue in Port Coquitlam. Next Generation Alliance is throwing on a free event, soccer picnic.
Okay.
On April 6th at 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Mm-hmm. Everybody's invited, all skill levels, all ages. Bring the family, bring your friends, bring everybody, and let's all unite everyone. Mm-hmm. Everybody.
Run the address down again.
The address is 1390 Laurier Avenue in Port Coquitlam, across from Hyde Creek Park. Or Hyde Creek Rec Center. It's on April 6th between 11 and 5. Next Generation Alliance. That's the Clark Brothers, if anybody doesn't know. And they're our local football heroes. Yeah. We're going to have live music. We're going to have some refreshments. We're going to have some competition, some friendly competition, and a lot of camaraderie. So let's come out and support the Next Generation Alliance with their third annual soccer picnic. Also, free 99, the best price. Free let's come 99. On down and socialize. Kick a ball and talk some smack.
Talk some smack, you know.
Come on, youth, you know. The support out here.
Man. Love everyone. Support everybody.
Straight up, man.
It's One Order Radio.
6 o'clock blitz here every Wednesdays from 6 to 8 p.m. We got Jazz Boulevard coming up next.
Peace. When they pump it in, the juice is going to rock, ride. And the juice is going to rock, ride. At a show, it's going to rock, ride. Here we go with the butters, boo. You know how we do.
CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002. CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since. They pump it in, the juice is going to rock, right? True. In the streets is going to rock, right?